Welcome back to the show. Section 2. Awesome. Mace, 2005. Came back as a new soul. What do you think, J-Train?
Oh, I had a CD. Loved it. This brings back memories of me bumping his CD in a little disc man on the beach of Florida at a youth pastor's gathering. And just loved it. Loved it. Super good.
So we're back, 2005. We kind of gave you a history of where See at the Party came from.
Right.
So fast forward, 2002. So this is the good news. So Pigeon John in 2001 plays like just a couple, just tiny shows.
Yep.
One in Alexandria, one in Morris. Fast forward to, well, what happened in May, this is a story of note, and just a nod to my friend, our mutual friend, Jeff Pankratz.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff gets the credit. In May of 2001, we're at Camp Chaminade, and we're sitting there talking. It was after some session, and he's like, what are you going to do with See at the Party? And we're like, he's like, what about New Year's Eve? And we look at each other. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Let's do it. So 2002, we go great guns, and we bring, here's the main stage lineup. So at that time, I'm loving techno music, okay? So I'm loving this band that was on The Buzz with Mikey Schaefer. Also give props to Mikey Schaefer, MC Voice, who actually did a lot of radio stuff, promoted us back in the day. Where I was going with this is I wanted to have this band called Ultrabeat coming from Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
That group came as the main stage. But then guess who played before? Thousand Foot Crutch and Pigeon John opened the show in 2002 with the biggest sound system known to man. Let's give a shout out to Dan Brown, his group Reach Communications for that. So 2002, that's kind of the happy story for TFK coming out of getting paid $100 and Pigeon John.
They came back.
Yeah, they actually came back and they, you know, played for 600 kids, which was great. And we rang in the new year 2002. 2005, so we had 2002, 2003, 2004, See at the Party, 2005. Tell me what you remember.
I remember the promo discs with
promo CDs.
The promo CDs, that we had given those out and being able to do that and the t-shirts. And I loved it. You talk about unprecedented stuff, giving away a car.
That's right. We gave away a car.
Yeah.
Hold on. I just got to remember the name of the place. We did it. Van Cirksum Motors.
Roger Van Cirksum. What a great guy.
Okay, so in 05, this was my opening choice for a band. I don't know where I've been. Name the band.
Angry Adam.
Okay. So we both love this band. They're a punk rock band. Let's tell the story. So they played in 2001. The first thing we did before we did See at the Party 2002 was we had a band contest, and they won it. Angry Adam did.
Yep.
It was called On the Rise.
Yep.
And this is my favorite hook.
Yep, right here.
Love those guys. They're still around. This actually album just kind of got put on the platforms recently. So that's really cool because we're friends with those guys, BJ and Micah Lothar, and then Phil was the drummer. Anyway, so now we're going to play a little just game here. It's not a game, but name that tune, although this one will be too easy for y'all. This was from one of the bands. Breakfast, if you're feeling it when I drop this. Show them how we blow the spot. Let's make it hot. The shotgun with the body rock.
Trevor.
So that's TFK. So they threw that one. That was a huge song. And again, these guys went on to have long careers.
Yes, still making.
Still making records. That's why we love it.
Yep. And popular, remember it was like the Christian versus mainstream. It's like we hated that.
Right.
It's music.
Right. It's great music.
Music's art.
Exactly. Yep. All right. So here we go. So this was another one. One of the stages I mentioned even in episode 1. Here we go. You ready? Name the band.
Showbread. In the wrestling room with padding all over the walls.
Kids just went crazy for this
crazy.
Stuff.
Sound system, stuffed them in there. It was just perfect. I love the different genres of music that we could have. I'm appealing to a lot of people. How many kids? There were many kids that would come only.
Oh yeah, it's just like
for
it was just like at Sunshine. It was the HM stage.
Room. Yep.
That they didn't have much to do with anything else, but they love that.
Yep.
Also on the main stage, want to give a shout out. This is a really great artist that was also in the hip hop world. So we're gonna just play a little ditty from him. I listen to you all time, not even a little bit. Every time I'm driving on the street and out touring, old school like Wonder Brown and Mouth Warren. What you got? Yo, you're holding up the air, praising Yahweh. I'm that hip hop Fred Astaire, cruising down the street to my brand new Rambler. Hip hop Fred Astaire. I love your chunkla.
Oh, Red Cloud,
amazing. DJ Wise.
DJ Wise.
Good times.
An artist that from L.A. that is so good at freestyle rap battles.
Yeah.
That he beat a guy that beat Eminem.
That's awesome. I love that he beat a guy that beat a guy.
Beat a guy.
It's awesome. All right. So here's a band that I just love goes way back. I mean, this is, you want to talk about the pit. All right. So
that's what the pit.
Just hold on. So this band, again, they all evolve to a certain degree. So Pigeon John, hardcore underground hip-hop at the beginning. Now he's making pop records. So this group, I'm just going to play because they're very special to us. In fact, I think they really were the instigator to get us to do what we ended up doing with See at the Party. You don't feel your I just want to give a shout out to Matt and Jeff and those guys from that band Spoken.
Pioneers.
I mean, those guys, just even that song speaks to me, just the hope that they gave to kids. That was the very first thing that I ever did with Jamie Buchanan is I had done Sunshine Security. This is 96 fall. I'm just new to Morris going to college. I don't know how you found me. But you called in and said, hey, I need somebody to do security for this hardcore band, Spoken.
Yes.
And so we come in.
I'd send the kids out and I'd say, is there certain bands that you like?
Yeah.
And I'm watching Spoken and they're going nuts, and my kids are coming back all muddied up because it rained. And, and they're like, we got to get that band. And I'm like, what am I going to do? That was back before I really understood the hardcore, the moshing, the circle pits, and stuff like that.
And they were so new, so raw.
Yep.
And they came in and Matt's still there, I think.
Yeah, Matt does his own acoustic stuff. And I think Spoken still plays every now and then.
That's amazing. Well, so think, huge shout out to those guys back then because they really garnered kind of the beginning of that following. And again, they always had these hearts of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that about what we were trying to do is kind of push the heart or at least give voice to hearts of gold from the different ways that they expressed it. I just love Spoken. In fact, my favorite thing was that there was a year where I think it was 04 before 05 where they whoever that we were going to have as a headliner fell through, and then they were willing to step in and become the headliner and go acoustic because they can't remember. They came last minute. They couldn't bring their stuff.
Yes.
So they did this.
And the kids loved it.
Oh, dude.
Yep.
That's what's so amazing about those guys is I don't think they could have done that in 96, but in 04, just a huge shout out to these guys and these bands that we got to work with at See at the Party. Loneliness won't last forever. We'll be right back. All right, so my favorite part always every year with the See at the Party, especially 05, because we'd really kind of got the following going. And that was my favorite poster, my favorite lineups that we had. Yep. It was John, Angry Adam was there. But then, you know, we had this kind of countdown was the big thing to ring in the new year. This band, Falling Up.
Oh, yeah.
So we had planned this. We're ringing in the new year. And they're playing right at midnight. Remember this?
Yes.
And it was just spine tingler, dude.
Yeah, it was.
And Jesse from this group. So here you go. Amazing.
Now, I said, so what inspires your sound? I asked them as we were sitting around. Well, we like Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5. And then I can't remember what they said, but then like heavy, hard rock, punk.
Yes.
And so they would mix with his lyrics and his vocal tones, you know, something a little danceable. A little, you know, Motown-ish, maybe, you know, and, oh, incredible.
So anyway, 2005 was rung in that year right there. Incredible. So let's just change. as we led into this, he's like, remember this band? And I completely spaced, because again, I'm focusing on 05. Who cares? Let's go back. I want to say it was 03.
You want me to tell the story?
Tell me the story.
They had changed up their style. They started off as like in the ska genre of, I don't remember what the dates are, but they were ska punk.
Right.
Okay. And then they changed up their style to like a Rolling Stones like classic rock. Put on great shows. And I can't remember the year, but they came out with an album, Bombs Over Broadway. And
2003, they kicked off the new year. This was the main stage, 2003.
Yes.
We're going to go to break with this one. I don't want to change the world. I just want to change your mind.
Yep.
I'll never forget this.
Yes.
They were excellent. Underrated.
Change your mind.